Ray still on this channel?
I am.
Okay.
Ray is absolutely here. He's ready to go, I can tell.
Ray, did you read my emails?
I glanced at it.
Okay.
I think one of the best moments that illustrates the glory of the debate was when Chris Wallace finally got Trump to shut up so that Biden could answer a question, and Trump had posed the question so Biden gets a chance to retort. And Wallace was like, you need to let him answer. You need to let him answer. And finally, Trump shut up and he's like, okay, Mr. Vice President, go ahead and answer the last question. And Biden's just like, dude, I don't even know what the last question was. And Wallace goes, you know, I'm having trouble keeping track myself. That's how bad it was.
It was 5 minutes ago. I don't know, man. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Sad times.
Anyway,
you want to let your brother into the room?
Oh, sure.
He's already making comments about Masked Singer. Oh, I think D-Wing in there.
Yeah, D-Wing. Ooh.
What?
Freaking quick.
He doesn't even listen to the show. He only comments on it. What the?
Not this week.
He was like a ninja.
Well, because he knew he was going to be here and he didn't want to hear his own comment read aloud. It's awkward.
I need a list of things for next week. Like, I am having trouble finding... I know there's more than what I'm finding, so I don't know if you, Ian, if you have a list you can share or
for
our next week's
The top three?
Nope. Yeah. I just this one genuinely just pulled out of my head after watching a movie which contained my number one.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, sorry, this is unfortunately organic.
I love the idea. I need some inspiration.
All right. If Ian's number one is out of a movie, then we're not overlapping that one.
Right.
Okay.
Well, the way you order yours is gonna, you know, impact. Your number one is probably my number three. It's we'll see. Ray is all up in the air.
Yeah, that's entirely possible. Your number three, we all then our number twos might be the same.
Could be.
Yeah. All right, we're ready to go. It's 9:02 p.m. It's time for perspectives.
Yeah,
I believe so.
May find us here script thing. Alright, greetings true believers, welcome to the 261st installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the Woolly One. We got good old Snevity Snoo and Stinky Feet. They're here. How you doing?
Hello.
Word up.
What up? this is the week of it's like October. September 30th to October 7th in the year of our COVID. Over in the 5-day 4-star crash.
My liver.
When last we spoke, it had the 2099th Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Ian, how'd that go?
I don't know. Mine is currently at a 110. I looked, saw a vulture, turned around, and never tried.
That's fair.
I can see that. Yeah.
The first time I tried it, he got 100 black on, I think, the first two turns. And then it was over. Because I could never do anything ever again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Round two, I won handily.
My very similar. My first round, I was watching him be airborne and could do nothing. He landed. I fired off everything. It wasn't enough. He went airborne again and then came down and killed me. Yep. So day two, because I just waited for him to heal naturally. Day two, it was, he had no chance to get black. So it was just a clean victory.
Yep. On the 29th was Deadpool versus, I don't know, somebody.
Wolverine.
Yeah. Been that way every time.
Yep, every time. X-Force versus X-Force.
X gonna give it to you.
Don't give it to you.
How'd that go for you? Did you try it?
I did. Total success. I cascaded it into a bunch of red on turn one, cut off his head turn two, and that was the end.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Nice.
I expected it to go well. Although, I do like the variety of champion choices we have for X-Force Wolverine. Craig going with the ever-popular 5-3-5, Ray going with the Ian build of 5-4-4, and Ian going with the Ray build of 5-5-3.
I can't imagine I did that on purpose, but maybe I did. I don't remember.
It's hard to say.
It worked.
Yeah, it's hard to not... I don't know. I thought his black ability is by far his strongest. the idea that you two disagree or just spect him in a weird way or in a lazy way surprises me.
No, I want all the countdown for what I can get.
Turn down for what?
Ugh. That ability is... Ugh.
It's really good when you use him with that Wolverine, but against him, it's not... Yeah, not that good.
Samurai is correct. I was not considering, you know, in a heads-up battle. In a heads-up battle, clearly Black does nothing. Like, 100% nothing. But I'm certainly not going to take the effort to respec a character for one fight. That's crazy.
Yeah, I agree with you there. That's too
you
much
You get specced one way, and that's your life.
That's correct. All right, moving on. Number next is Devil Dido versus Apparently Aunt Slappy. versus Squirrel Girl, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Well, we all got, I've got the popular 5-4-4 build there. I like jazz hands apparently a little bit more than you guys.
Yeah, you do. Squiggly little arms are your jam. This might be the only character on my roster that's actually within striking distance of a character on your roster.
Yeah, the way you level apart.
Equivalently. Yeah. I can hardly believe it, actually.
Took me forever to get enough Devil Dino.
Hmm.
That's funny.
Did you sell Devil Dino when Devil Dino was reworked?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Then I feel more valid, because neither did I.
Yeah, no, I can't be selling things. I never get them fast enough. Not like Ray. Come on now.
I have only sold one character, and I live to regret that, so probably never doing that again.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Who'd you sell, Old Man Meatbag?
No, I sold Invisible Woman, because I could not get covers for her. Mm-hmm. And eventually it came up and, you know, they had reworked her. And I'm like, I could use the hero points. And I regretted that. It then took me forever to get her back up. And the rework for her, as it turns out, pretty good. So,
yeah.
In Storyland, you got the Finite Pursuit running. That'll get you Black Panther, Negasonic, and some Onslaught shards. Placement is Polaris with some Killmonger shards. It's being followed up by Webbed Wonder. Good old Web Wonder. Always a fan favorite. Psylocke, Polaris, and Killmonger shards. Placement is Misty and the Samurai Dreams. We're in between seasons. It is the class of 2019. Then I get you Loki and Thing. Place is Devil Dino and some Hedgehog Carol shards.
Oh, do you know what you get just prior to that? Sorry, this is my news for the I played the game for the first time in a long time news. So... We've been in between seasons, and one night I had some free time, and I played some Marvel Puzzle Quest. I played Class of 2018.
Okay.
And it turns out that if you give me a championed Valkyrie main event and America, they can't be stopped.
Yeah.
You know, if you're playing at my tier, I don't know how to post a screenshot on the internet, so you're just going to have to believe me, or... I can text you the screenshot that I took of my computer screen with my telephone, and you can post it in the Discord. But I did finish top 5 in that battle.
Ah, good for you.
And I got a Negasonic and some Negasonic shards. And
I've never finished the top 5 in anything.
Yeah, I've never come close to top 5, but I just kept playing and playing, and they were just tearing it up. And, you know, the next thing I knew, I had like... 125 points, and I put up a shield and went to bed.
Yeah, I played that as well.
Did I say 925? That's what I meant.
Okay. I played that as well, and yeah, the main event was just a load of fun.
Wow. Main event in America, plus Valkyrie's really good.
Yeah, she is.
And I like those three characters because, as always, reading and learning is my downfall, and they don't require that at all.
Right.
Like, stuff happens, Valkyrie flashes on the screen, people's health goes down, America kicks a hole in the screen, she's like, where should we go? I got all these tickets to the multiverse. Just stuff's happening all over the place.
You just gotta fire those gamma bombs. And then
yeah, people are coming at me with 5-star Thor, and I was like, you don't have enough health to cover one gamma bomb. You're dead. 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 Next. Who'd you play? Wiccan. Dumb. Next. It was awesome. I never, ever, ever get to dominate in this game, so it was really satisfying.
All right. Good times. Cool. All right, let's go to the news. Hey, it's anniversary time, and we got release 212 is out.
Year 7?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me pull up the...
6.5 years of Puzzle Quest. That's a lot of game.
212 says, hey, celebrate 7 years of Puzzle Quest.
Wow.
Place your orders for the newly transformed Deadpool, Ian. There's a new Deadpool.
Oh, nice.
They decided that Deadpool was really angry about tacos or something, and he got infused with the spirit of vengeance, and Deadpool got merged with
Deadpool Rider?
Yeah.
I want Bull Rider.
Yeah. So
a dumb character mixed with my second favorite character? You've won me over.
All right. Well, that is coming on the 8th of October. So right. Also, stay at home for a friendly game night in Deadpool's Nightly Games, a new seven-night unlock event. And from what I saw, it's like actually little events that are different each day. So that's fun.
Yeah.
And then try to get those Howard the Duck, Devil Dino, and Taskmaster covers during anniversary season. And then a fix for Ian on the Steam version.
Yeah.
Scrolling to the bottom of the roster with the scroll wheel. Now we'll actually show you the last row of characters.
All right.
A banner now correctly displays when Loki's feigned death is matched. And a banner now correctly displays when an enemy Rocket and Groot fires their rocket pack power. So, 7th anniversary details. Running from the 1st to the 12th. There's a vault. It's got Devil Dino, Howard the Duck, Taskmaster, and more. Anniversary events featuring said those same people. Double ISO 8 in events during the anniversary for all things except the Deadpool Nightly Games. It says check back every day for Hero Point, Command Point, and other bundles containing fan-voted favorite characters and tokens. There is a fan-favorite legendary store for command points featuring 5 stars. Well, this is a solid group here.
Yeah.
Okoye, Kitty Pride, and Apoc.
Yeah.
I want more of all of those. Boy, I might have to spend a whole bunch of command points. Let's see. Then there's 4 stars, America, Captain Marvel, Deadpool, Jean Grey, Juggernaut, Karnak, Legion, Medusa, Moon Knight, Peggy Carter, Rocket Groot, and Wolverine are all featured in there as well.
Moon Knight made that list, huh? That's awesome.
So, yeah, the Deadpool Deadly Games. Deadpool's not happy enough with just his daily quest. So all new games coming your way. I think maybe this article doesn't tell you the details. I don't know if they've all been released yet. But it features different games such as chess, freeze tag, quote-unquote battle at sea, because we can't say battleship, and more. It says each has special rules. For example, in checkers, you take a selection of characters up against Apocalypse on a board that drops a lot more red and black tiles in particular. So what happens if you're playing that with Domino?
Then it's out of control.
Yeah, then you got black.
Then you cast Bamf and you win.
That image is crazy. It's all black and red.
Nice.
That's a meme. You got to have Domino in that group. You need even more. All right. So on the 2nd and the 5th, there's a Taskmaster special purchase bundle containing CP for you and your alliance of ISO 8 and a 222 build of Taskmaster to power up Taskmaster. Well, that's a lot of Taskmaster.
Wait, that's what we get, or that's what I need to participate in something?
No, it says that's a bundle.
Oh, that is a lot of Taskmaster. How much do they want for that?
Doesn't say.
$1 million. I don't, maybe.
All right. On the 4th, Deadpool Daily Quest contains Devil Dino as the Crash. The Versus event will be featuring Taskmaster, excuse me. On the 5th, fans voted for Strange Sights as their favorite. There will be a special Hero Point base pack with fan favorite 3 and 4 stars, Mighty Tokens, and Elite Tokens. On the 6th, it's the Howard the Duck versus. And on the 8th, new character, Deadpool Spirit of Vengeance. More character coming. No info yet on the powers, it seems. But apparently Deadpool was hired to eliminate a taco truck. When he arrived to do the deed, he was swayed by the delicious Hellfire Tex-Mex and decided to spare them. And then Mephisto appeared and made him a spirit of vengeance or some such. I don't know. Plots
are just general nonsense.
Yeah.
All right.
More info coming soon. On the 8th, introducing event for that Deadpool PvE event, Deadpool versus Puzzle Quest. Versus event will feature Deadpool. On the 9th, the Deadpool Daily Quest contains Taskmaster as the Crash. And on the 11th, it is the Versus event for Deadpool Spirit of Vengeance. So there you go. New things for 7th anniversary. I'm really curious to play these Deadpool Nightly Games. They seem fun.
Yeah.
Want to try that out.
You've totally won me over. So I saw that Ray posted a screenshot of the new Deadpool.
Yes.
For his powers, Do you just, like me, assume that the devs were sitting around trying to think of clever puns for the Deadpool versus event, and all the rejects were the power names?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what should we call it? What about weighed and measured? Nah, that doesn't quite right, but let's use that as our blue.
That's my favorite down, one of the three, though.
We're not going to use it for what you want, but write it down. We'll use it for something else.
That's the best one of the three.
Yeah, absolutely it is.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go, Deadpool. That's what we got in news. You guys got anything?
I already shared my news. I played Puzzle Quest this month. It was awesome.
All right. Let's hit Ian's favorite segment. The top three from the top three. Ian, what's the category this week?
The category this week is holidays. Your three favorite. I'll start, since I'm super curious about Craig's and I want to kind of drag that one out.
They're either going to be really good or really angry, intensifying. Right. I'm not sure.
So my number three is the upcoming Halloween. I like Halloween because it's got a certain versatility to it. Not only does it happen during, a pleasant season weather-wise, I like that kids' Halloween is awesome. Teens, young adults, Halloween, also awesome in a totally different way. Totally less appropriate way. And then now I'm learning to enjoy, middle-aged parent Halloween by stealing my kids' candy. So it's all, I like how it fits all those niches. I don't know a lot of other holidays that are that versatile. But still, it's only three because I don't like dressing up.
Sure.
It's not my jam. I like other people dressing up. I support that. Right?
My number three is, it's number three because it's not so much anymore. But my number three favorite holiday was 4th of July. When I was in, say, middle school, high school time frame, our little town of nowhere, Ohio, would have a fairly big fireworks. And it would draw people from all over, and the local park would get really packed. Well, it was a time where we could just get together a whole bunch of kids and run around the park and do whatever. And like, it was just a really good time to be with friends. So I have very fond memories of the 4th of July and, explosives. So that's fun too. Right. So
that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that you added the caveat that it doesn't hold up, but it is a fond memory.
Right. Yeah.
In that case, I will support you.
There are several.
So I'm like, nah, fireworks are dumb.
Several years recently, I've done nothing for 4th of July, gone nowhere.
That is the correct choice.
Yeah.
If I get any gumption, I drive up the, four blocks to Scott's house and watch the fireworks.
Right. Because you can see them from. And this year, we actually, we joined you in that because we've been in our house for a month. So we figured. Why not?
Let's sit in the backyard and watch the fireworks and drink rum.
Yeah.
Number three.
Yes.
It's for two reasons. It's my number three. A, it was my dad's birthday. And B, because it was a good movie. It's Groundhog Day.
Oh.
Okay.
That is all.
Yeah. That's fair. Isn't that? Oh, no. It's just really close to your wife's birthday.
Yeah. Her birthday is the day before.
Okay.
Or the day after, I'm sorry.
Day after.
The day after.
It's not the first. That's crazy.
No, hers is the third. My dad's birthday was Groundhog Day, so.
Okay. Huh. I feel like this is new information for me. And it was a good movie.
Yeah.
My number two is an easy transition from good old Halloween and a natural segue. It's Thanksgiving. I like
it. Is your list all the holidays that are being consumed by Christmas?
Not entirely, no. Sort of, but not in the correct order, I guess. So it's I like Thanksgiving because overeating is the only obligation you really have.
Football.
Football's that's one of the reasons I like it.
Yeah.
Because it's not an obligation for me. I get to watch football all day. I get to take a break in the middle of just before the early game. I get to watch the National Dog Show. Then I get to watch football and eat all day. So, dog show, football, eating all day, that's fantastic. Really, the only drawback is...
relatives?
Thanksgiving tends to be more of a family holiday than a friend's holiday.
Yeah.
So, can't be all winners. And sometimes we have to host, and that's a downer. But I guess it's better than traveling in some ways. I can watch, spend the day in my pajamas.
All right.
Ray.
My number two, this is going to be a strange one. You never would have guessed this. My number two favorite holiday is Cinco de Mayo.
Oh.
One, yes, I understand that it is kind of a stolen holiday and it doesn't really have anything to do with the original. You know, it's a fun day for drinking, and it just so happens to be the first, the date of the first time that my wife and I went out on a date. So we celebrate every year Cinco de Mayo. It's become my second favorite holiday.
Nice.
That's it.
Solid reason. All right, my number two, we'll see how much consternation this causes. It is singer Billie Holiday.
That's corny.
This is my second favorite holiday. Good singer, classic jazz singer, Billie Holiday.
Yeah, I don't like jazz. She's probably super talented, though, so whatever. I don't know. Yeah, if you felt the need to create a workaround, good for you. Zing, you got us.
All right, number one's going to fly by with a bullet. I got it. All right, go ahead.
Thanks, Samurai. Now that I know what I'm prepared for, a pun. So, my number one is definitely Labor Day. It is, what? I like to cook out. I like to not work. I like to have a 3-day weekend, and I can spend it exclusively with my friends, and it's still warm enough to swim.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it checks a lot of boxes for me.
Yeah, at first you said Labor Day, and I'm like, I don't understand it. But yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, Labor Day is the best.
No. All right, well, my number one is a repeat. My favorite holiday is Halloween. I like the idea of a darker holiday. I like the origins of it. I find it fascinating. And it wasn't completely overbearingly taken over by a religion. So, yeah, I find it entertaining, and I don't dress up. I don't participate in costume parties. I have, but it's not something I look forward to. I just like the idea of Halloween.
Great.
All right. I put everything heavy that you can throw at me from where you are. Put it down.
All right. No problem.
Number one, favorite holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Green Day song, Holiday.
That's a Green Day song?
Yeah.
Yeah. You couldn't have gone with the Weezer song, Holiday?
Nope.
Meh.
Nope.
I was saying Boo Earns.
Holiday.
The reactions on Discord are probably my favorite.
Yeah, they were also suggesting, right? Or Madonna's Holiday.
That is a good song.
That is a good song. Probably a better song.
It's, I don't know about that. All right. I told you it was going to be, you weren't going to like them.
I didn't hate them. All right. That's not true.
Moving on.
The middle one was kind of... Anyway, so those were our top three holidays. That was fun. That was better than... Billie Holiday was his number two. Sluggo was questioning you're not using Billie Holiday.
And I did use Billie Holiday.
It was absolutely your number two.
Yeah.
So there. I defended your shenanigans.
All right.
It's the best I can do.
Let's head over then and get in the car and drive over to 78 Facts and Drive. Talk to Ian Goff.
Yeah. And in another twist, I think I was able to remember... I didn't, but I did. So I feel like last week I may have asked you something along the lines of how many suits of Iron Man armor in there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does that sound accurate? Now, I don't have a good answer for you.
Uh-oh.
I can tell you that I counted 77.
Wow.
If I'm wrong and you got something else, you're also correct. But the resource that I was using in the, you know, prime Marvel universe of Earth 616... I believe there are 77 Iron Man suits.
Are they all Mark suits?
I didn't read them all. I just, they're in a grid. I counted 25 down, 3 across, and then added the 2 that weren't on the grid.
Okay.
I think most of them are. As far as Marks go, I think it goes up to, I think he's on Iron Man armor 70.
Really?
I don't know what the, yeah. Where they were skipping or repeating or what happened, why I got 77. I'd have to look back through and see if each individual... Oh, yeah, because there's Model 1, there's Model 1 Mark 2, things of that nature. Oh,
sure, sure. Hmm. Yeah, I had just done a quick search and found that there were 51 Iron Man Mark, you know, whatever. But yeah, there's well beyond that now that I'm looking more, so...
Right.
Hmm. There's a lot of consternation around this answer.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure that, like I told everybody, they're correct. But he seems to have a Iron Man Buster flavor for every character that he wants to defeat. Hulk Buster, Thor Buster, Doom Buster, Fin Fang Foom Buster.
Have any of those busters ever actually worked?
Busta Rhymes.
The Dragon.
So yeah, 77 is what I'm going with, but you're welcome to challenge me, and I will accept any answer that you give me at this point. Buster Keaton, sure. as far as new lightweight trivia goes, hopefully this has more of a finite answer than the other ones, but as you know, or don't know, that's fine, you shouldn't, but my favorite character is none other than Dr. Stephen Strange, and like all good folks who exist, he does reside somewhere. The trivia question would be, what is the name of his residence, and where is it located?
Oh, that's an easy one.
Just because you know it.
Yeah.
I think lots of people know the answer to that one.
Yeah, probably.
You know the zip code?
I do not know the zip code.
Well, then you're wrong. There, you lose. It's hard.
The worst.
I'm sorry. I want the street address.
Jesus. All right, moving on from Ian. I'm done with him. Let's see what Ray's got in the mailbag.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot in the mailbag this week, but we're going to go with Groose. Over on Reddit, he says that he also enjoys the game Blood, although he's been playing the remaster and was too young to play the original release. Craig, there is a remaster of the game Blood.
Can I get this on Steam?
I don't know. I did enough research to find some videos on YouTube, and it looks fantastic. The graphics have been updated. It's all the exact same game. Like, the sound effects are the same from what I can tell, which is fine. But the graphics are updated, which is just amazing. I am
loading the Steam store right now.
And I don't see it listed here on Steam.
Samurai just posted something from store.steampowered.com, so...
Oh, well, is it Blood Remastered?
I just typed in the word Blood in the Steam store and got nothing.
This is called Blood
Fresh... Yeah, I typed in Blood and I got Vampire Bloodlines.
Blood Fresh Supply. I don't know.
Oh, Fresh. Okay.
Okay, yep, I found it.
Yep, Blood Fresh Supply. There it is.
Cultists, zombies, gargoyles, hellhounds. Yeah, that sounds right. Oh, yeah. First person shooter.
Wait, what is this? This is what you guys were raving about?
Yeah, that game was the best.
Some weird Doom knockoff?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you started the game climbing out of your own coffin, and you were armed with a pitchfork.
Armed with a pitchfork.
It was amazing. And then you had to fight people with a can of hairspray and a lighter.
Oh.
Oh, the game was so good. $10. I'm going to have to invest.
Yeah. Let me know when it's 50% off. I'll consider it.
Game was so good. Caleb is the main character.
I love that game.
I'll use that next week in my Blood Remastered trivia.
So Groose also said, here's a helpful tip for Ian to remember Angel's powers. And I love this tip because you know Doctor Strange and what his blue power does. Angel's blue power stuns the opponent just like Doctor Strange's blue. Angel's green power makes an attack tile dealing damage each turn, much like Doctor Strange's blue, which deals damage each turn until the countdown expires. Angel's black power prevents AP gain in a very specific color, much like Doctor Strange's blue, which drains AP in a specific color. So much like pretty much all three of Angel's powers are outclassed by Doctor Strange's one power. The same is mostly true for Archangel, although he also punishes airborne opponents, which might be useful if Heimdall becomes popular. So there you go. Now you know what Angel does.
Thanks.
Easy to remember, I guess.
His three powers combined make one Doctor Strange power.
All right. I like it.
Thanks, Groose. And thanks, thanks, Willie. That's it. That's what was in the mailbag.
Wow. Nice. Empty mailbag this week. Holy smokes. All right, in that case...
because everybody's here in person, and no one wants to hear their comments read aloud. It's weird.
I guess. Once again, then, I guess I am Hans.
I am Franz.
And we just want to pump... You are...
Did anybody hear anything?
That was beautiful.
I clapped.
Yeah, I thought it was smooth. I even tried to limit my clap enthusiasm so it would be... it's not going to happen this time. Fine, let me just get to... tired of all this negativity. Let me get over to the boosted character list on the handy dandy infographic.
I like how one of our people listed in his the advanced placement version of Christ. He's AP Christ.
Not the slacker one. That made it to heaven with all C's.
Not the one who had to go to tech school and become a carpenter. Not that chump. This is Dan Pechrist. He was getting ready for a career in business.
He went straight to Liberty University.
That's, oh, snap.
All right. Wrong. Yeah, that's not this
wrong
show.
Wrong show.
Yeah. Let's talk about Black Widow being boosted. Her AoE is pretty good, and if it does a little more damage, that's cool, too. It wrecks a lot of tiles on the board. And you can make a lot of green with her purple, which will not be boosted in any way, so don't get too excited about that. I bet a red does damage. I feel like that's a decent ability, too. It's just not one that I use. Her costs are too high, but she's an okay character still somehow because she makes her own AP.
Well, you know what bugs me about her red? I've never actually complained about this, but it bugs me every time I see it. She's not aiming. She's got a gun down by her side and is just like shooting off into the dark. Like she has no idea what she's shooting at. And yet you can pick where the bullets land and how many tiles it destroys. Like it's just...
She's that good.
It drives me nuts.
She's just that good of a gun shooty person. Let's talk about Doctor Strange. I heard about him earlier. The damage that his yellow does is going to be boosted, and the reoccurring damage that his blue does is going to be boosted. The Iron Fist does some damage with his green, puts out strike tiles with his green. Both of those are going to be more potent. He's got a reoccurring attack tile that happens all the time, and one half of his purple is going to be boosted, the half that does damage, not the half that generates black. Speaking of generating AP, Iron Man Model 40 is boosted. He does a lot of damage with his red, and he does an okay amount of AoE with his blue. Both will be boosted. Scarlet Witch, another popular character. I'm pretty sure her purple does damage as well as stun, so I think she'll be doing more AoE damage there. I don't know if her green does damage. I think it might just do tile destruction.
Minimal. Very minimal.
Right. So now let's talk about what appears to be a magnificent list of 4 stars that you can use this week. Firstly, America Chavez is boosted.
Marka.
I got to use her a lot during the class of 2018. I'm not super sure what she does, but she seems spectacular. I mean, she was just all over the place, hurting people. Her gente was fearing nothing. She had plenty of tickets to take her whole team to the multiverse. Damage was getting done. Both green and yellow do damage, so you'll see a boost in those this week. Juggernaut, the 4-star version. He seems to be super popular, and another one that I don't super understand, but I think he does a lot of damage, and the AoE damage that his green deals out is going to be boosted. The longtime favorite of most people, Medusa, is boosted. Her healing is going to do more. The attack tiles that she creates with her red is going to do more. The damage she does with that same red is going to be doing more. And the stealing and buffing that she does with her hair metal will also see a boost.
One sec. You can't skip by the fact that on the infographic, there's a sweet picture of a Jugs gun there. Jugs gun.
Well, I can and I will, but no, you cannot let that slide. That's true. I try to resist... giving my input because I really like it all. You know, we spoke about Team America being on HBO.
And there was.
And totally holding up and hilarious. The original Clash of the Titans. Oh, we've got a picture of Medusa over here. That movie is magnificent.
Yep.
I can't recommend it enough. Oh, man. I recorded that off HBO back in like 82. I think I watched that tape until it wore out.
Yep. So good.
Super duper. Let's talk about X-Force Deadpool, who is currently in the Clash of the Titans. He does a lot of damage with out of bullets and he true heals. Both should be boosted. His X-Enforcer, if your teammates take enough damage, he creates some one-turn countdowns that deal a good portion of damage back to the enemy. Those will extra damage. And if you match up those countdown for what tiles, they deal damage if they get destroyed in any fashion. And they'll do a little bit more than they usually do. And now another character that I know very little about, but seems popular, and I don't have him, I don't use him, but let me tell you, I like Karnak because he seems popular, he seems useful, but he doesn't seem like a game breaker. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right.
Oh, yeah, man.
He's very useful. Okay. Those criticals he throws out, and yeah.
Yep.
But he's not great on defense, so if, you know, you can right. Kill him pretty, not a big deal.
Yep, he could shatter for some extra damage this week. His probing strike does. sorry, I'm a child.
I know.
That does some extra damage, and he makes a protectile that if you don't have any. So that protect tile will be better.
The only thing we've learned from all this probing is that 51% of the population seems to like it.
Wow, what a good mix. Let's see what Samurai has to say, along with his faithful companion Chairman Meow. Insane having this many good characters boosted. Can't go wrong with any of them. Even Karnak and America play okay with the 5 stars. Oh, be careful who you team with, Juggernaut. He can't use his green if he's not the one making the matches. So there you go. Make sure Juggernaut is tanking green. Otherwise, all these characters are either dope or super dope.
Well, it's when he makes any match, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like I thought he was going to be useful with my Thorkoye, but as it turns out, they tank way too many of the colors, so he can't make the matches, and it's just not that useful.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. That is some solid advice. So listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted on this fantastic week one of anniversary numero 7. I guess wouldn't it be numero 6?
Yes, because the first year was not an anniversary.
Yes. Numero 6-0. Hi, we're the Griswolds. We're looking for sex. And thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. All right, let's head over then to team-up time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
All right, so I'm going a little retro on this one. No new characters, not even a 5-star in the team-up this list. But it's I find it very interesting, and I picked it because I was looking for people that I had not used in any team-up. So we're going to start with Moon Knight, who has not appeared in a team-up. Put with him Peggy Carter, who has also not been a team-up. And just for good measure, I was trying to find a good third, and I can't find anybody better than the 3-star Iron Man Model 40, because he just charges them, and that's what they're really lacking. So you start off, you get 6 yellow with Iron 40, so you get his recharge, because that's what you do with Iron 40. Then you just target the lowest health character until you can take them out with Moon Knight's black. Hopefully you're matching, keeping Moon Knight in front so that Moon Knight absorbs damage, because then you fire off his black, take out that person. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. But when you take out that person, Moon Knight heals. So it doesn't matter that he's taking damage. He's got true healing. But right before you fire that off, you fire Peggy's blue, which stuns the other two people. And then you take out the person with Moon Knight's black, heal him back up. And while your opponents are stunned, fire off, you know, Moon Knight's green, fire off Peggy's red. So, yeah, you can just wipe out the rest of your foes. So this is a team that I used right after I got Peggy champed for quite a while, because the whole green, black, and red, blue that Peggy and Moon Knight use, it works really well. So and then, you know, just use IM40 to power them up so that you don't have to wait for all those matches. But in any case, kind of a retro thing, but I hadn't mentioned Moon Knight or Captain America in any team up, so I thought it was worth a go. So there you go. That's your team up for this week. Brought to you by Unify.
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 And now while we're here, I want to do a shout out to Patch. Haven't seen him for a while, so how's it going, Patch? We miss you.
Working from home.
That's the dream. Except it is.
I'm back.
Sorry, I was going to say.
I've got two and a half more weeks.
For you?
No, I'm back home now.
Oh, good. Wait, what?
So for this week and 2 more weeks afterwards, I'm allowed to work from home again.
Oh.
Because the amount of COVID cases in State College is going bananas.
Yep. Cool. Is that good?
Everyone in college decides they all want COVID, so they're all trying to get it as fast as they can.
So I'm in favor of this then, yes?
Yeah. It's okay. Nice to bring less risk home.
That's what I thought. It's been a mixed bag with you. I remember you telling me you hated working from home.
I do, in the fact that I think I get more done, and I like interacting with people at work, but I have to side on the fact of keeping my wife alive. So
yeah.
That is better for me to be at home.
That's so generous of you.
Yeah.
I know you're you and I'm not you, but I feel like I should be able to object and say, did you just claim that you like interacting with people?
I do like working with interacting with
people. Just a flat out lie.
No, with coworkers, it's usually okay. You know, I don't have to pretend I like them. If I, you know, because there are some I don't like, and, you know, that's, you know, move on.
And they know it.
Yeah.
Well, and you don't like anybody for the first hour. I mean.
Oh, that's for damn sure. Everybody sucks originally. because as most people suck. So well, you're just better off always going with the assumption that everyone you meet sucks until they prove otherwise.
The first hour of each day.
Oh, well, that's always true. I don't like myself at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Christ. It's brutal.
Well, welcome back to working from home.
Yeah. All right, let's open up some tokens. It's about that time.
All right, let me see where...
I cannot do that by opening up the wrong game.
Yeah, that won't help you. But you still have time, because I have yet to decide. Okay, because he's got... So Samurai has one of these little... The Dream Warrior kind, not the UNC kind, has this little flyaway hair that's doing a something. Just doesn't want to tuck into his ponytail. I bet that's where the good covers all live. I don't want to say recently reworked, or do I want to say soon to be reworked? Totally Awesome Hulk? I don't remember which.
Was reworked.
I thought that they were making him even better, along with Jubilee and a few other people.
Oh, was he on that list? He might have been. Yeah, I don't recall.
I might have dreamt that.
That should have already been applied, though, yeah.
Okay, so Jubilee and the other people who were not doing so well are doing marginally better already.
Except for Banner, because he still sucks.
Well, he wasn't on the list.
I know, but boy, he should be.
All right. Well, Oh, no, I don't have him championed. That's just another... What was I thinking? Okay. Go ahead. Someone open a token.
Well, I'm only doing one,
got a
totally
awesome Hulk. Doesn't get better than that.
I'm going for a standard eye poke with a 4-star loyal protector from Mr. Lockjaw.
Oh.
Okay. That takes him to level 337. Yay. Okay. I'm saving all the rest of them for tomorrow, so.
Well, who's leaving the 5-stars?
Oh, Onslaught's leaving next.
Oh, but I want that.
Yeah, I know. So do I.
What's coming in tomorrow?
Polaris. It's not the 5-star.
Wait, is it 5-star?
I want Polaris.
I thought Polaris was a 4-star.
She is. I just want more pulls at her. That's all.
Right. But doesn't a 5-star replace a 5-star?
Yes. I'm not saying she replaces Onslaught. I'm just saying that's the reason behind my...
Right.
I'm going to open a couple. Right. One, we got Carol Photonic Barrage. Number two...
Berserker Barrage.
Is 4-star Chuck Boa Master Plan.
Mm.
Token number three, recently reworked Bishop. the fourth one, Spider Gwen, Cherry Bomb. And the fifth one's a 5-star, Samurai Dreams, Master of Yaido.
Okay.
So there you go.
I'm really torn on my decision because my Onslaught's at a 4-2-5.
Oh, you got to get that going.
So two more covers for him would be, you know, excellent.
Yeah. Now's not the time. Craig wasted all the blue or the purple mojo on himself.
Yeah.
Ian, what you got?
Didn't I already do mine?
Did you?
Yeah, it was a Totally Awesome Hulk.
Oh, man, I totally forgot that happened already.
We talked about it being
reworked. Man.
Let me open one, see what I got. It's a 4-star. It's Ant-Man. Ants, ants, ants.
Ant, ant, ant.
Let me tell you how much I hate Ian. Jerk. Thanks always to the OG.
I did open an extra token to make you feel okay.
This guy.
Thanks, this guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which can be found at soontobenamednetwork.com. It is a collection of fine to fair to below average podcasts that come together to make one great podcast network, all of which is located and archived at soontobenamednetwork.com.
To answer Donkey Teeth, I do have Shards for Onslaught 440, so I'm close to another cover. So it's getting really close. But
anything else for the good of the order this week?
I'm good.
Did we lose Ian?
Nope, I was just thinking, and then I was like, do I want to type? Do I want to talk? Someone was asking about Marvel versus Capcom 1 back in the day. I was like, I'm pretty sure that's why I said Berserker Barrage in the middle of the show, but I do remember that game, and I do remember Onslaught as the final boss.
I played it. I never made it to the final boss. I did not play it often or much when I did play it, so.
All right, then.
Yes, nope, I have no other news as far as I know.
All right, well, thanks everybody for joining in this week. Special thanks to Patch for jumping in. It's good to see you.
Yeah.
PuzzleWarriors3.com is a place to be. Comment suggestions, shoot them at Ray. Pick a language of your choice. Klingon would be nice. if you want to throw us a bone, click on the Amazon banner on top of our webpage. Buy yourself some stuff. We might get something too. or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and get yourself some swag. That's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, everything's the devil, mama.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night, everybody.